إليك أمثلة أخرى. Take some more example. لضمير الفصل. وأولئك هم المفلحون. What is the translation? أولئك. Those are the successful. Now remove whom. What will you say? أولئك المفلحون. There is a possibility, some people might say, those successful ones. Those successful. Now they are waiting for the khabar. But no, khabar is there, muflihuna. So we bring in the middle fasli, which is whom. To make it very clear that muflihuna is your khabar. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Here is another verse from the Quran. إن شانيك هو الأبتر. Brother, verily, your enemies, those who hate you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your enemies, the one who hates you, is the loser, is the one who will be without offspring. If he will be the one who will lose all good. But this verse is in response to a lot of insults which were thrown at Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in Arab culture, a person without having any son is something not good. You must have son to carry on your name. And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had children, had two sons, and they all passed away in childhood. So people used to mock at Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will have nobody to carry on your name. Okay? So Allah is saying that those who hate you, the person who hates you, he will be without offspring. There will be nobody to carry his name. Okay? And look at it, brothers and sisters. We read in the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. There was no son to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to carry his name, but 1.25 billion Muslims remember him every day for hundreds of times. Look at it, brother. And this is in the Quran. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we raised your zikr, your remembrance. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. هَذِهِ هِيَ السَّيَارَةُ. If you say, هَذِهِ السَّيَارَةُ, then it becomes this car. But when you say, هَذِهِ هِيَ السَّيَارَةُ, this is the car. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? This is very easy. استخرج ما ورد في الدرس من ضمائر الفصل. Okay, when we are studying the dars, I did ask you to underline it, circle it, so you have it there. When you revise it, you will be making note of ضمير الفصل. أدخل ال على خبري في كل جملة من مياتي واتي بضمير الفصل مناسب. واتي بي means bring. واتي بي means bring, brothers and sisters. This is Amar from Atayati. Atayati means to come. But if you say Ata bi, it means to bring. Okay? Hada baitun. Hada huwal baitu. Got the idea? Hada huwal baitu. Haulai najihuna. Haulai. Humul najihun. Okay. Hadhi majallatun. Hadhi hiyal majallatu. Ulaika rasibatun. Ulaika humul rasibatun. Brother, what was this? Halwapuri. It was so easy for you. Okay. Next one. Minna. Man yuridu. This minna, min, brother, has a special name. What is the name of this min? من ضبعيديتي. It comes from ba'ada. What is the verb? Ba'ada. What is the meaning of it, brothers and sisters? To divide. Ba'ada means to divide, to split, to break up, to partition. Okay. In other words, Dr. Saab explains the meaning. Famana minna. What is the meaning of minna? Baduna. Some of us. When you hear this in the beginning of the sentence, then it means some of us. Ilaika amsilatan ukhra. Take some more example. Kul min haza. What is the meaning of this? Eat some, not everything. If you are told kul haza, mean eat everything. If you are told kul min haza, take some. Don't eat all. Minat tullabi man yariful inglesiata, minhum man yariful franciata. Of the students are some. Of the students are some who know English language, and from them there are some who know French language. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Qala ta'ala, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُولُ أَعْمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ means of the mankind, of the people, there are some. There are some from the mankind. Of the mankind are some. They say, we believe in Allah, and we believe in the last day. But they are not the believers. Now how do you analyze this? Brothers and sisters, it is not necessary to analyze it. But we will do it. And you can write down quickly, brothers and sisters. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. Underline it. And say, خَبَرٌ مُقَدَّم. Are you with me? So what is مِنَ النَّاسِ? جَارٌ وَمَجْرُرٌ. شُبُّ جُمْلَة. خَبَر مُقَدَّم. Now you know how to say extra. If I say خَبَر مُقَدَّم, you know how to say, you know, جَار مَجْرُرٌ شُبُّ جُمْلَة. Inshallah. مَن. Brothers and sisters, مَن is your مُبْتَدَى. Man is your mubtada. And this is ismu mausula. So what is yakulu amanna billahi wa bil yawm al akhiri? Brother, yakulu is actually the silatul mausul. But then yakulu has mafulun bihi in the form of a sentence. And what is that? Amanna. Billahi wa bil yawm al akhiri. Brother, amanna. What kind of verb is this? Form 4. Where is the file? Na. Are you with me? Na. That is your file. Amanna. And then na. Na is your file. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Amanna. Yu'minu, that is amana, amanna. Okay? And then, brothers and sisters, billahi is your jar majrur. And truly speaking, billahi is your mafulun bihi. Billahi is your mafulun bihi. What can have a mafulun bihi? Biwasitati harfichar. By means of harfichar. We have studied. When you will revise, you will, inshallah, refresh yourself. Okay? Mafulun bihi ghairu sarihin. It is not direct. It is indirect object. Fine. Wabil yawmil akhiri. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now this sentence, amanna billahi wabil yawmil akhiri, is makulu. You know? Kala and then makulu, something said. Are you with me? So this whole sentence is mafulun bihi far yakul. Huh? Okay, fine, brothers and sisters. Now comes va. What is this va? Here, this is vav halia. What is it? What is it, brothers and sisters? Vav halia. Vav halia. Okay. And again, ma has come. Hum bimominina. Now remember, brothers and sisters, if you say, see ma like this, like this, you say ma al-hijaziya. Because if a nominal sentence comes, if a jumla ismiya comes, and ma is there, it can be, you know, said that ma is al-hijaziya. And it can also be said ma nafiya. But I think ma al-hijaziya, now we have studied, we can say with confidence, and also we can analyze it properly. What is ma al-hijaziya? Ya amalu amala laysa. So brothers and sisters, ma al-hijaziya, ya amalu amala laysa. Where is ismu ma? Hum. Okay. And where is khabar ma? Bi mu'minin. Like laysa. Jarun wa majrun shubu jumla fi mahalli nasbin. Khabar ma al-hijaziya. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Very good, brother and sister. Now this is a detailed analysis, not really required here, but I thought we are going to get stronger if we try to attempt this. And this is the way we will, inshallah, be studying Quran. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, brothers and sisters, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِكُونَ. They spend part of what we have given them. Part of it. They don't spend everything. Part of it, you know. Very good, brothers and sisters. Number five, brothers and sisters. What is number five? أَنْتَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ الطُّلَّابِ. If I say, أَنْتَ أَحْسَنُ الطُّلَّابِ, you are the best student. Superlative degree. If I say, أَنْتَ مِنْ, not comparative. It means you are one of the best. You are part of the best. Did you get it? So what this min is? Tab'idiyati. Min atab'idiyati. Are you with me? It's tongue twister. Min atab'idiyati. Okay? Fine, brothers and sisters. Anta min ahsani tulabi. You are one of the best students. Number seven, another halwa puri, brothers and sisters. We know it. Afaishta fi Fransa, hamzatul istifam tatakaddamu ala hurufil atf. It always precedes the conjunction. Why? Because it acts like a conjunctoria. It doesn't want anybody to come in front. Okay? Examples. Nah, awalam yanzuru. Awalam yanzuru. Okay, so a came first and atf came afterward. Afalam yasiru. Athumma idha ma waka amantum bihi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? What is the translation of the first sentence? Avalam yanzuru. Did they not see? Did they not see? Afalam yasiru. Did they not walk? Athumma idha waka'a amantum bihi. Would you all believe in it, when it actually comes to pass? Are you with me? Athumma iza ma waka, when it actually happens, amantum bhi, you will believe. Wa akhwatuha tata'akharu an hurufil atf. The rest of the sisters of Hamzatul Istifham will come late. They will come after harfu atf. Only Hamzatul Istifham will come in the beginning. For example, fahal yuhlaku illal qawmu fasikun. But shall any be destroyed except those who transgress? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? But shall any be destroyed except those who transgress? Fa came and then hal came afterwards. Now change hal into hamdatul istifham. What will you say? Afa. You will say afa. Okay, brothers and sisters, we move forward. But I want to mention here something to you. The first ayah, Avalam Yanzuru, there is an error in the number which is mentioned for the ayah. It is from Suratul A'raf. Ayah number is 185. Please make correction. Ayah number is 185. Now we come to the exercise. Adkhil wawal atfi ala hataini jumlataini. Enter wawal atfi on the following two sentences. Ajaa mudarisuna jududun. Put waw now, brother. Where will the waw come? Avajaa. Fine, brother. Hal hadha ja'izun. That's it, brother. Okay, next one. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُنَا إِذْ مَفُولٌ بِهِ لِي فِيَلٍ مَعْذُفٍ تَقْدِيرُهُ اُذْكُرُ. We studied this also. Anytime you see إِذْ, there is a فِيَلْ مَعْذُف, means اُذْكُرُ, remember. When? Remember, and then you will start with the next word, when. Fine, brother. Number nine. What is number nine? Mauta. Jamu mayyit. Wahuwa ala wazni fa'ala. Ghayru munawwanin. What is munawwanin? It's a maful. Yeah? Means it does not have tanween. Liannahu, because it is mamnu'un min as-sarfi. Hati jama asma'il atiyati ala wazni fa'ala. Maridun marda. Katilun. What does the meaning of katilun? The person who has been murdered. Katla. Jarihun, wounded. Jarha. Asirun, captive. Asra. Sari'un, sara'a. What is the meaning of sari'un, brother? It means senseless. Senseless. Brother, this is for people who have epilepsy. That is sari'un. Next word, brothers and sisters. Ahmak. Hamka. Okay. Stupid. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now we come to the next important thing, which is kind of a very important, brothers and sisters. I want to go to the key. But before I go, I want to rub off the board, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, please open page number 119 in your key. Section number 6. If the monada is a noun with the pronoun of the first person singular as its mudaf ilayhi, it has five different forms. It has five different forms. Okay. Number one, Ya Rabbi. Okay. This is the original form, brother. Okay. Ya Arfunida. Rabba is munada. Wahuwa mudaf. And then Ya Mutakallim mudaf ilayhi. Now, Ya Rabbi, here the Ya has been omitted. And this is what I sometimes tell you jokingly, Ya aayi thi, apne nishani chhodke chali gayi. What I said, Sister Mehmuna, Ya had come, left her sign and went away. So, this is Ya Rabbi. And now, brothers and sisters, we have Ya Rabbi Ya. What happened here? The Ya is retained, but has Fatah now. Still, it is Mudaf Mudaf Ilayhi. Okay? This is also permissible. Then we have Ya Rabba. Ya is omitted, and the last letter has Fatah. Okay? The last one, brother, Ya Rabba. The Ya is omitted and the last letter is Fatha and Aleph. But actually, we can say the Ya turned into Aleph. Ya turned into Aleph. Are you looking in the book, brothers and sisters? The last form takes Hau Sakti. What is that, brother? Haus Sakti. At the end. Ya Rabbah. Okay. Now Dr. Saab is talking to us. I have put all the five forms in this mnemonic. What is the meaning of mnemonic, brothers and sisters? Something that will assist us in memorization. That will assist us in memorizing it. This has been done. It is designed to help us in memorizing. Okay. What is it, brothers and sisters? Rabbi, which is the most common in the Quran. Followed by Rabbi with Ya, and then Rabba, and then Rabba, and the finally Rabbiya. The final is Rabbiya. Okay. The first form, Rabba, is the most frequently used in the Quran. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Fine. Let us read the text, inshallah. Rabbi Arini. Huna Rabbi Asluhu Ya Rabbi. Hudifa Minhu Harfunida. Is it clear? You can follow without my translating it, inshallah. Hudifa minhu harfu nida wa ya mutakallim. Harfu nida has been omitted and ya mutakallim is omitted. Hada misalun li munada al mudaf ila ya mutakallim. This is an example of munada, brothers and sisters, but it is. What is the speciality here? That mudaf ilayhi is ya mutakallim. We are only taking the examples. We are trying to understand when the noun is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi is ya mutakallim. That's it. Only in this form we are studying. Okay. Yajuzu fi ya'ihi khamsatu abjuhin. Brother, what is this avjuhin? What is singular? Vajhun. This is your singular. What is plural, brother? al ju or brother wujuhun. Two plurals. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Number one, hadfuha ma baqail kasrati. Means it is removed, it is omitted, but the kasra is left. But the kasra is left. Nah, ya Rabbi. Wahada huwa aksaru. This is the most frequent. Number two, ithbatul ya'i sakinatan means the evidence of ya is there and it has got sukoon in it. Ya Rabbi. Okay, showing of ya with a sukoon. Hada dunal awwali fi kasrati. This comes after the first one in its use. Means it is used less than the first one. Isbatul yai maftuhatan. Means, brothers and sisters, instead of kasra, the ya got a fata. Qalbul yai alifan. What is the meaning of this? The overturning of ya into alif. Nahwi ya rabba. Wa qad talhakuha hau sakti indal waqfi. And when you stop it, then you have to add to it the silent ha. Example, ya rabba. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Number five. Kalbul yai alifan. First the ya is changed into alif and then you drop the alif also. Wa hasfuha. Wastighna'u anha bil fatahati. Nahu. Ya rabba. Brother, what is the meaning of istaghna? To be satisfied. The form 10. Write down, brother. It will always come with an or be. To be satisfied, to do without, to dispense with. Means after you drop the alif, the fatah is left, and that fatah is enough. That is, we can do with fatah only. Okay. Ya Rabbah. So what happened in Ya Rabbah? First, brother and sister, it was Ya Rabbi with a kasra on ba. Okay. And then you change the ya into alif. As soon as you change the ya with alif, then it became rabba. From rabbi, it became rabba. And then you removed the alif because you are satisfied with rabba. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So we can do without alif. We can do without alif and fatah is enough. Okay, got the idea, brothers and sisters? That is what it means, you know. I hope you followed it. Vastighna'u, what is vastighna'u? Vastighna'u, It is a master. Huh? Master of istaghna. Yastaghni. Master of istaghna. Huh? And remember, after that, either you should use an harfjar or b harfjar. I urge you to always write these prepositions which are necessary with verb. That way, inshallah, you'll be able to memorize them. Huh? Without making an effort, it will become part of your memory, inshallah. Yajma'u hadhihil awjuhu kauluna Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabba, Rabba, Rabbiya. Okay, fine. Then we have next one, brothers and sisters. Idahum yastab shiruna. Idha kana jawabu sharti jumlatan ismiyatan. We know that if the jawabu shart is jumla ismiya, wajaba iktiranuhu, it is necessary the connecting of it bilfai. This we know it. Kama alimta, as you know it. Vayajuzu ikamatu idha fujaiyatu. And it is permissible to, you know, replace it by idha fujaiya and put the idha fujaiya in its place. Ikamatu means staying. Staying of idha fujaiya, makam al fa'i, the place of fa. It is permissible, the staying of idha al-fujaya in the place of fa. That's it. We also had understood the verse. Number 12. Now this is most important. We go back to the key. Number 8, brothers and sisters. We have learned the mudaf verb in book 2, lesson 29. In all forms of the mudari'a except 2, the second radical loses its vowel and is assimilated to the third radical. Brothers and sisters, I want you to underline this. The second radical loses its vowel and is assimilated to the third radical. There are 14 forms in mudari'a. Out of 14, in 12, this happens. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Let us do the first form to understand. Okay? Hajja. What is Hajja, brother and sisters? Hajja. Ja. So even in Madi, where is the second radical? Where is Ain Kalima? Sheen. Is there a vowel sign now? Yes. Now I am putting. Let me write down. Now what happened now? The second radical lost its vowel sign. After losing its vowel sign, it got assimilated into Kardai. So this is what the Dr. Abdurrahim is talking about. That in the mudaf verb, the second radical, remember the second radical, Ain Kalima, loses its vowel sign, and after losing it, it gets assimilated. That's all. That's true in mudari'a. Brother, if you say hajaja, what will be your mudari'a? Yah, ju, ju. Where is your second radical? Jim, with a dhamma. Okay, now we change this, brother. What do we do now? What happened here? The second radical lost its vowel sign. If there is no vowel sign, there is a sukun. Right? And what happened? It got assimilated. So it became... Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So this is the meaning of the sentence. What is the sentence? The second radical loses its vowel and is assimilated to the third radical. Did it get assimilated to the third radical? Yes. Huh? Okay, fine. It happens, brothers and sisters, in the mudaf verb. Okay? Whenever you attach a pronoun, which is as a file, if that pronoun is a sakin pronoun, what is it, brother and sister? If the pronoun is a sakin pronoun coming as a file, then the second radical loses its vowel and it is assimilated with the third radical. When does it happen? When the file is sakin pronoun. Are you with me? When it is mutaharrik pronoun, then you open it up. So when you assimilate, it's called idgham. When you separate it, it's called fakho idgham. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now just to give you little practice, brothers and sisters, hajja, let's conjugate. Hajja, hajja, hajju, hajjat, hajjata. See, in all of these, the file was sakin. So there was an idgham. Now you come to hunna, and there is a fakhu idgham. Hajajna, and then hajashta. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now let's go to mudariya. In mudariya, brothers and sisters, out of the 14 forms, 12 are sakin, with sakin files. Only two have mutaharrik. Hunna and antunna. That's it. So when it is mutaharrik, pronoun in mudariya, which is hunna and antunna, there is a fakhu idgham. So, yahujju, yahujjani, yahujjuna, tahujju, tahujjani, yahjujuna. Now the mutaharrik pronoun. Now this is the secret of when to have idgham and when not to have idgham. Okay. Let's read it now, brothers and sisters. Okay. Yahujju, yahujjani, yahujjuna, tahujju, tahujjani, yahjujna. Tahujju, tahujjani, tahujjuna, tahujjina, tahujjani, tahjujna. Ahujju, nahujju. Okay. This process is called idgham, assimilation. Only the two underlying forms do not undergo idgham because they are isnaded to mutaharrik pronoun. Now we have a clear-cut idea, brother. I guess we work a little extra in understanding the whole concept. Now comes the important part. When you are in mudariya and you want to make majzum, okay, what happens? There are two possibilities. Okay. Now this, again, simple way of explanation. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. I say five in your pocket, brother, because truly speaking, there are five. But Dr. Saab does not use it that way, and he's more accurate, because when you say five, the five applies here. We say noon aata hai, noon jata hai. What is the expression of it in grammar? Lafwalul khamsa. That is why, you know, if the Dr. Saab is using five as a lafwalul khamsa, then this five may become confusing. So Dr. Saab says four. But again, in this four, as in this five, which are seven, and whatever is common is considered as part of it. And since out of five, there are two which are common, so it makes it four. Are you with me? Let's do it. Huh? So if I say Yahujju, Tahujju, Tahujju, Ahujju, Nahujju. So there are five. But because Tahujju came twice, so it becomes four. But since from the very beginning I have been telling you five in your pocket, so let us stick to five in your pocket. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? When you make majzum, you have two choices. Especially in five in your pocket, and the first form of amar. What is the first form of amar? Second person singular. Anta. Are you with me? In these verbs, you have a choice when you make them majzum. Either you break the idgham or you keep the idgham. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Start from here, brothers and sisters. Yahud, Yahud Jew. What is it, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Hujju. Now you make it majzum. What will you do? You will. I write down in detail, brother. Yeah. Hujju. You made it majzum. Huh? But we cannot read it, and we cannot drop it, because it's not a weak letter. So we give fatah here. Now, this turns into hujjah. How will you describe? Fi'lun, mudari'un, majzumun, wa alamatu jazmihi, as-sukun, muqaddara. We have learned it. We are good at it, inshallah. Now, if I were to open it up, break the idgham, then brothers and sisters, it will be something like this. What is this? Yah, juju. Now make it majzum, brother. You will say, you will say, Yahjuj. Got the idea? So, you have a choice. That five in your pocket, which is Yahujju, Tahujju, Tahujju, Ahujju, Nahujju. Either you have this form, Yahujja, Tahujja, Tahujja, Ahujja, Nahujja. Or you have this form, Yahjuj, Tahjuj, Tahjuj, Ahjuj, Nahjuj. Both are permissible. Now we come to the Amar form. Are you with me, brother and sister? What is the Amar?